So, in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, we begin the new siman, and the Avkof Lamentes and Aleph, siman Shinyo Tes, Din Habor B'Shabbos, continuing on the halachas of food, the halachas of selecting a Shabbos, and we use Zayin Sif in the 17 paragraphs. First, the Mishmur gives Akdama. He says, "In the Bar who Echad Melametes Abbas Malacha Shal Shabbos, selecting is one of the 39 primary categories of Shabbos. V'chayav Nalal Gamkin Chatz V'Shagi, and one is liable also if you do it by mistake." Carbon shagig or misa b'mezid, and he does it deliberately. Death. Come on, Alshar malachas like another malachas. Now, but sin and rab are great sins. Harba nashim nashol beisa barer says mishbura. Many people stumble on the prohibition of selecting. Therefore, he says I'll see to explain it with God's help and all specifics. Now, akmazah simon says I'm going to preface to this simon hakdamik tara a small introduction. Well, and that's like this. Einchal is the barer in the Torah. It doesn't take effect, the prohibition of bar from the Torah. Kim be'echem shalosh afanim, only in one of three ways. Sh'oz derech b'ri, he came b'chol. So then it's the way of selecting, the way it is normally done during the week. Aleph, number one. In bar b'soil is min ha'echel. If you select the bad from the good, afil ha'bar b'yadai, even if he selects with his hand, and b'day t'lechem yad, he has intentionally right away. Gam kein chayev, he's still going to be liable. Sh'zeo derech b'ri b'chol. That's the way a person does selecting during the week. In liver ha'psoz min ha'echel, to select the bad from the food, meaning he's removing the bad from the good, that is the way bar is normally done. That's a violation, which Shartzin Lysolov says that's according to most Paiskim. So the way I explained, he says in the Bir Halacha. Base, number two. Immover b'kli. If he selects with a tool, Shaderech Liberba, that the norm is to select with it. Kugayim, Benafa Okvara, like with a sieve and a sifter. Chayev Avilu Bar, Oichim Lepsay, then he's liable even if he's selecting the good from the bad. That's the norm of when someone selects with a vessel. Some tools, they work one way or another. Either the bad comes out in the good stays, or the good comes out in the bad stays. So that sometimes that's how the tool works. That it's selecting the good from the bad. Like, for example, the holes of the sieve are thin, and the food is thick, so then it remains on the top. And at times, it's the other way around, where it's thick, and the good is coming out, and the thin waste matter stays on the top. Now, if he's selecting with a tool, but that's enormous not to select with it, then he's exempt, but it's still prohibited to come in, like we'll see later on. Gimel number three, he's selecting the food from the waste matter, be other with his hands. But it's for a later point in time, then the chayv is going to be liable. So that's what he explains. Ve'enim with the liver that you're not allowed to select, kim bo'ifin shizub b'chol shalash afanim. Only if you kibble all the three different ways. The hainu, that is, sheyivir ha'chom nevseilis. First of all, it has to be the food from the waste bad, the good from the bad. Number two, v'gam shabrir yibiyadu b'libikli, the selecting has to be with his hand and not with a tool. And number three, v'gam sheyidat lechom yad, his attention has to eat right away. Sha'oz love derech b'ri, then it's not the way of selecting, or derech achili, then it's considered as a way of eating. As you're eating, you take the good from the bad, you're doing it with your hand, and you're doing it for immediate usage. Elu ikre ha'klolim shem b'simen zeh, he says, these are the primary principles of the simen. Yes, I brought them the form, yitzah shem b'simen ba'ah, and more details will explain God's willingness in the coming simen, which that's what we know, that's the famous mnemonic, that it's eichel, biyad, and miyad. That's like has to be the food by hand and for immediate use, or GHI is the good, hand, and immediate. So that's the three requirements. Says Mechaber. Sub Aleph. If someone's selecting the food from the waste matter, oh, more you had in front of him two types of food. And he selects one type from another type as a Gittin Tamid Beis. If he does it enough of the fara with the sieve and the sifter, the tool that's miyuchel lekach, chayiv is liable. If he does it b'kon and the metamchei with a plate or some other a funnel or something that is not usually used, part of alasa is exempt, but it's still prohibited. But if he does it with his hand, kedei lech la'alta and is to eat right away, then mutter then permitted. Agar says Rama, b'chol ma shabar l'tzarech esesuda. Whatever he's selecting for that meal, shemesim b'miyad, that he's reclining, he's going to have the meal very shortly. Mikil alta, that's called immediate. No, it doesn't have to be as he's eating. It could be right before the meal. That's the Magen Mishnah Berachas. Rabbi Yerucham the Sabid Beis Chalakas. Beis Yosef during the rush. Says Rama further. And even if others are eating with him, it's permitted. That's Tosis Perek Lagadlo. And therefore he says Belchem Mutal Libra Yarek. Says Rama. And therefore it's permitted to select the vegetable Shakar and Salatin. That's called salad. In the olam or pashen shabai from the moldy leaves. Whatever you have to eat for that meal, that's okay. So there's three levels. If you do it, that's the way of selecting. It's the designated tool that's used for selecting. If you're meant to eat right away, it's going to be a violation. But then there's the wooden vessel. It's like a pipe, like a funnel. It's wide on one side, it's narrow on another side. Baboy kidney is, and if someone's selecting legumes, nice and beside the rachav, you put on the wide side. And it rolls down the narrow opening. And the waste matter, which is not round, the sharm bakeli, that remains in the vessel. And the tamchoy is a large plate. So these are upatla balasa, they're exempt, but it's prohibited. Because it's selecting in the abnormal way. Because they can bring the primary selecting, and they'll be enough of the kvach, only with a sieve and a sifter, so it's rabbinically forbidden. But then, the third level, a sieve, cotton, gimel, then bear biyad, if he selects by hand, hainu, dafka, oichem, abseilis, that's only if you're doing by hand the food from the waste matter, lehepach, b'chol, gabnichai, but if you do it the other way around, in all cases, you're going to be labakram, like we say, let him sieve dal behe, sieve cotton, dalid, so that's what the machabah had said is mutter. Then Ramah said, b'chomash, b'chomash, b'chulu, whatever you select for the purpose of that meal, it's considered miyad. But what it means to say is, I feel the yarech manas with the kamashos, even though the meal is going to take many hours. Mikil alta is called immediate. Kimish abrei he samach lasuda, since the last selecting is close to the meal. Simkon hey, if it's latzarech mechulu, if it's for the needs of that meal. Now vim kamanasi, if his intent is kadesh yishtar gam achasuda, that oh he wants some of it to remain for after the meal. Oh let's oh I'll suda acheres over some other meal. Then chayv chatas. Then says the Torah is liable for chatas. But if just by default it remains from his selecting till after the meal, that's not a problem. Since when he selected, he did it permissibly. He says, now if he selected it for that meal and then he changed his mind to leave it for another meal, even though there's no chiyuv chatas, since because the yemaisa was before the machshava, however, it's not appropriate to do this in prima gadim. And you need proof to what he's saying. Like he says, look at some shetazayin sivav.
Which the issue number 8 brings that the Bri Halacha over there in Shemitah Zayin, that's named Rabban, that the person said about the opening of the house, and then afterward he said, he realized that there's a deer inside, he's allowed to continue sitting over there till it gets dark. So, just a little bit of like, when you did the Maisa, there was nothing wrong, and then your Machshava subsequently then does know that it's wrong, that sounds like it's not a problem, not like the way the Prima Gadim is saying. Sivkatan Vav. So the Ramah said that whatever you're picking out for the meal is okay. It's considered miyad. And even others are eating with him, it's going to be permitted. It's not what it means to say is the echad yachal liver ba'ad kol. But they also that one person could go and make all the selections for all the people of the meal. The imba mission bird, no problem bird. The echachil here, that's considered a normal way of eating. Even though he himself is not even eating with him at all. You would think, okay, when you're eating, no, I'm getting sure that's also been made by Imash Kosramah. Ayrama says they're eating with him. Love the Apko, said the Bechayes, that's not necessarily the case. Ayn Sham, look at the Shemachir, came in the Taisis, proves it from the Taisis. Chimash Vedach Mesha Arch, that's the sound they looked up in the Ramah's larger work, Vedach Mesha Arch. Sivkotan Zain. So, said Ramah, therefore it's permitted to be Libra Hayarik, to select the vegetable that we call Salatin from the moldy leaves. Now, but Avka Ba'ifin Zeh, specifically in such a way, the Avka Ba'ifin Zeh is taking food from the waste matter. But not the other way, which is generally people do that, that they'll take off the moldy leaves from the good one, that you can't do. Because then you're selecting the bad from the good, and therefore one would be liable. Now, even if these leaves are not total waste matter, you could eat it in a pressing situation. Even so, yes, it's labar mitrabban. Rabbinically, it's forbidden to do bayir. The medicine kabar says nothing. Looks like you're selecting the bad from the good, but ultimately, it's not what you want right now. But you could select the good ones from the moldy ones, whatever it is that you need to eat in that meal. What the same thing is, kishamunach lefanav, when he has in front of him kidneys, the shaperis, legumes, or some other produce, v'yeshbim etulamu pashim, and there's some moldy ones and wormy ones, v'cheperish nablar, so you have the ones that fell on the ground, and sarvab offer tzaris, and they got mixed with some dirt and pebbles. So he's actually ribbiyadish, bekirba, not just like with his hand, rakmash tzarf leisasuda, only what he needs for that meal, shu itzalech atekev, that he wants to eat right away. Well, yes, but not more than that, because that's chayv, and be liable. Because that's not what you need right now, that's not miyad. The gamis are supposed to be careful, shibra daf koich from themselves, to select specifically the food from the waste matter, but they're left, but not the other way around, sitting between Megadim and the Chaya Adam. The halacha and the maschla bar echem techa b'seilis. So if someone selects the food from the waste matter, but if he does it with a tool that's made for it, it's going to be chai. So it's a link between Megadim that he writes there, but the Eved, if one selected, you could say, it's for benefit of that Shabbos, because you're going to be then having hanoah, pleasure from Malacha Shabbos, which is forbidden. Look over there, what he's not sure regarding many different things regarding this. Now, however, according to what the Vilna Gaon wrote in Simchin Nechaz Sif Aleph, then, which, you know, dish of three beings that he passed is like a mayor, then one does not have to be stringent about other Malachas by mistake regarding the Eved. Look over there in the Be'a Halacha. Now, from the fact that Mechabit does not quote Shittas HaTesis, that they hold that Oichel from Seilus, food from waste matter, is Davka, when the food is more than the waste matter. But if the waste matter is more, then the norm is to select the food item, and that would be considered a bar. Sounds like he does not hold like this. That's the sound like later on, Zivdalad, in Tago, in the Ramah. The Bimaskal Obayr, so the Mechabrat said that Obayr Mimin Acher B'chulu, selecting one type from another type. Now, regarding the liability of a sifter and a sieve, which we said Yechayim, there's no difference between if you select that species that you wanted to eat and the second species remains in its place, or the other way around, whichever one's moving through. And so too, when he has a mind to eat both of them immediately, it doesn't make a difference. You're using a specific bayer tool that's prohibited. Now, Brigham is not sure regarding this, so it doesn't seem to be clear, because it sounds like in the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Ikechiv is because you're selecting one type from another type. Look what we read regarding this later on, such a case. But regarding the heter, when you select with your hands, that's not permitted, only when you select the type that you want to eat, and not the other way around, because that species is considered as an oichel, and the second one is considered as the psilis. This will we'll explain according to Ramad later on, Sefer Gimel. Look what we read over there. The Masav HaKonim B'Tamchei, that a funnel and a plate, that's part of a lasser, and even if he selects with them only a half of a share of gregis, it's also aser. As a gzer, because of a half a share of Navakvara, which that would have an isadares, because we know Chatzi Sheas in the Torah, that they're still prohibited in the Torah, even though there's no liability less than the Sheas of Prima Gun. There are maskli de lechel altim, that if you did it by hand, to eat it immediately, then it's permitted. And even if he selects only to feed it to his animals immediately, it's also permitted to the Prima Gun. There are maskli b'chom ha-shabayr, that whatever he selects for that meal that he's about to have is considered immediate. So this is looking at Shabrua. That even if the meal is going to be for a long period of time, that's also considered immediate. And it says, look at Sefer Tzvi Yerushalmi, that proves from the Yerushalmi that it has to be literally immediately, not like Jamal. And it seems that, however, one does not have to be stringent regarding this, because the word Jamal has a source from our Gemara, as the brings a Raya in the Bi'ar Gra. Look over there. The Masim Hamopashim, that you could select the good salad from the moldy leaves. Now, in the way of this selection, there's a difference. If they're separate leaves, he should select the good ones and leave the moldy ones, like the Mogi and the Brahm Rats. But if they're stems, like for example, Chazeres, that the leaves are from the outside, are moldy, then you should remove the moldy leaves, because that's like removing the peel that to eat the food that's inside. So it says Shir Bracha, that's written in Prima Gadim, because that's not the way of prayer, that's only like fixing the food that you're eating. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number one. A non-Jew that does prayer for a Jew, he selects the waste matter from the food items, or he selects the food from the waste matter not at the time of a meal. Some of them holds that if the non-Jew could have selected the food from the waste matter near the meal, the food does not become forbidden, because the Jew's not really having any benefit that the Nachi did bur in the forbidden way, because in that same way he could have done it for him in the permitted way. There's number two, brought in Prima Gadim, that this Isser of Hanof Malach HaShabbos, that if bur was done, is even if you did bur the waste matter from the food item to eat it immediately. And even though in such a situation, he's not really having benefit from Ma'aser Shabbos because he could have done the bar in a way that's permitted. In other words, he could have done the Eichel from Tzeilis. Shlom Zalman explains, still becomes forbidden because the Ma'aser Issa was done with it. Now, even though in such a situation, it's forbidden to eat what was selected, however, the Shlom Zalman is inclined. There's no prohibition of having benefit from it because the reason of Na'aser Issa B'davar, Issa was done with it, it does not make it Asban Na'aj, it makes it forbidden to eat. And based on this, he writes that someone that selects garments that is not interested in them, so that it remains with a specific garment that he is interested in using right away, he's allowed to use that garment because he could have selected in a way that's permitted, which is the garment that he's interested in, from the garments that he's not interested in. It comes out that he's not really having benefit from Ma'aser Shabbos, and because of Na'aser Issa B'davar, that's a different than Ma'aser Shabbos, that should not make it forbidden because that only makes a prohibition of eating and not a prohibition of eating like we just mentioned. Dish number four, look, in the words of Mishnah Berurah, you see that the food that remains in the kvara is something that's selected, and that's like selecting food from the waste matter. However, later on, Sekhon Nanhei writes that someone pours beer from a vessel calmly, and he's careful that the waste matter remains in the cup and the vessel. That's considered like bar oichel from Tzeilis, because what's coming out from the mixture is the thing that's being selected. Dish number five, when someone selects through a spoon or a fork, Truzig's Mishnah writes that if the selecting is done much easier through the spoon or the fork than had it been done by hand, that's considered doing bar with a kli. But if it's not really making it any easier by using a spoon or a fork, the reason why he's doing it is either because he doesn't want to get his hands dirty, or because it's too far, he wants to reach it with the spoon or the fork, or it's a liquid where obviously it's easier to do with a spoon than by hand, then it has halacha like doing bar with the hand. And that's in Shabbos Meches Yitzchak. And we'll discuss later on Sivkot and Samach Beis. Now, pouring tea essence from the vessel that you prepare it in, and in the spout, there's a sifter that stops the leaves from coming out. The Chaznish is not sure if that's considered bar by yad or with a kli. However, he writes that only the essence that's murky with the leaves, for example, on the bottom of the vessel, is considered like mixed with them. But the tea essence that's floating at the top of the leaves, that's not considered mixed with them, and that's no doubt that's permitted to pour from this vessel. Shubha Sheva Levi writes that since Chaznish was not true regarding it, one should be stringent regarding at least the part that's mixed with the leaves. Another, Shlom Zalman is inclined that this brayer with the kli, that the whole primary purpose is designated that it should select for immediate use, is not considered as boy with a kli, rather considered derech achila. Just like the selection of a food from waste matter for the purposes of immediacy is not considered as boy, it's rather considered derech achila. Like when you take with a fork, it says Hashulchan permits to utilize this vessel, but for different reasons. Shri Shabbos writes in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Zonnefeld, it's appropriate not to use this vessel. Look at Sefer Taim Likra at the end of the Sefer, the Hanagas and the rest from the Chazanish. Now, a salt shaker that has holes to have the salt come out, and you also have inside of it some little piece of rice to absorb the moisture that's in the salt, Moshe holds that's forbidden to utilize it on Shabbos because the salt gets, so to speak, selected from the rice through the holes, and that's bar with a cleat. Another in Yashav holds that you're allowed to use it because the holes in the salt shaker are not designated to separate the salt from the rice. It's just to, you know, have an appropriate measurement of salt come out, and even through that, the rice is also selected. That's not considered bar with a cleat. Also, Shlom Zalman is inclined that it's permitted to utilize such a salt shaker, however, for a different reason. Because the salt shaker that's designated for immediate use, and you're selecting with a cleat that's designated for immediate use, is not considered as bar, rather it's considered a fechila. As we mentioned before, how he holds regarding those tea cups. However, in another place of Brennan's name that is considered bar, look over there. That's Mir Shabbos Kochasa. Dish number seven, regarding the measurement of time that's considered Samach Lasuda, that's considered La'alta immediate. So later on, Simshin Chavav Sivkar Memhei, Mishbur brings the name of the Magen Ram, that up until the time that they come out from shul, it's not considered yet as the Zman HaSamach L'Sudah. Nigla Tal, he writes, that if right away, right after the bar, they start to eat the meal, that's considered La'alta, it's considered immediately, and even if they are going to eat that thing that they selected at a later point in time, by a condition that they're eating it in the middle of the meal, however, if they don't start to eat the meal right away after the selection, then the time that's considered La'alta would be from the moment before the time that they're eating the thing that was selected and onwards. But more than an hour before eating the thing that's selected, that's not considered as la'alta, even if you can eat it within the meal. Because the Mishnah writes, there's no set measurement for this. It all depends, each one, according to the time that's necessary for them to prepare the food before the meal. And that's also been measured at the time. The measurement of the time is not set in stone. And as long as it's sensed that the selecting is being done close to the meal, that's considered as la'alta. Now, a meal where you have many people participating and there's a need to select for them a huge quantity of food, somebody takes a long period of time, so the Brun Shah saying later on some Tufresh adopted. It's considered a Samach Lasuda even if you start the preparations way before the meal. And that's as written, that's what Rishon Zalman writes, that for such a big meal, you let us start selecting even many hours before the meal. However, that's meaning because if you're not going to finish the selecting only right before the meal, and that's what's been with Yashman. That's forbidden to start and selecting the food a long time beforehand, even if you're not going to finish only close to the meal, and it's not permitted to do this only a half hour before the meal. And even this measurement, Mr. Grail told that that's only when it is a need a half hour before to select the food. But if it's enough less than that, you're not allowed to start that much more before the meal, only according to the amount of time that you need for that selection. Now, if someone goes out from his house to somewhere else and he wants to take with him something, you know, to use in that other place, for example, a woman's going out with her children, she wants to take for them, you know, garments to change into. Some of them holds that not considered as something that is needed right away, and therefore she's not allowed to select those garments that she needs, and that's what's been on the scrolls. Other than Vazna holds that this is also considered as something that's needed right now, because she's leaving now. Someone asks from his friend to lend him a specific object that's mixed into other objects, and he's not intending to use it right away. Shem Zaman writes that if the lender cannot lend it to him at a later point in time, for example, they're not going to meet later on, so he's allowed to select for him the object right now, because the lending of the object is considered for the lender as immediate utility. Another really asked from this girl told that in such situations, forbidden for the lender to select the object. Someone wants to select a food item that's in the freezer, in the fridge, because he wants to warm it up or let it thaw out. Yashav holds in the Skrelitz that even if he has in mind to eat the food item right away after it warms up or thaws out, that's not considered as selecting immediately, because the eating, which is the objective of the utility of the object, but the warming and the thawing out are only preparation for that. Another Shlomo Zalman holds that you can differentiate between a food item that the norm is to warm it up, to have it thaw out close to the meal, that these actions are considered as derech achila, and whereas between the food item that's not norm to warm it up or to thaw it out specifically near the meal, that these actions are not considered derech achila, even if you do it close to the meal. And therefore that would depend on the item of what the status would be. Dusha number 10, it said, even if doing pyre only to feed your animals immediately, it's also permitted. Now, to select the bad from the good, to feed the bad to his animal right away, and he wants that the food should not be mixed with the waste matter, some of them hold that forbidden, because even though he's using now the basilis, it's not considered because of that as oichel, as Burton Shochanach later on said, hey, and if it's prohibited. However, if the intention of the one who's doing the selecting is to eat the food right away and to feed the waste matter to his animal right away, Shlomo Zalman holds that he's allowed to select the bad from the good, and so too, if only the bad is fit for the animal food, Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to select the bad to feed it to the animal right away.